This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boomer Esiason is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Also brought to you by Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh, and by Zooty. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. By McFarlane Energy. Check out their home heating oil incentives at McFarlaneEnergy.com. And Boomer, also brought to you by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros. And he joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Boomer.
Greg, Courtney, and Jermaine. Good morning, folks. How are you guys doing?
Happy Monday.
What's going on?
Well, it's happy Monday for you guys up there. Down here, it's Manic Monday. Oh, my God. Every team sucks in New York City right now.
Well, I was going to ask about the Patriots and whether we could determine from yesterday that they're actually pretty good, or is it just that the Jets suck so bad?
Well, the Jets do. The Jets are terrible. They're restarting, and it's, again, I can't believe I'm saying it, because I've been working down here at WFN. I think this is my 15th year, and I feel like ever since Rex Ryan got here, they have been rebuilding to a certain point. Rex left. They had to tear it down again, and then, of course, they had two general managers since the latest general manager in Joe Douglas, so they tore it down those two times. So the Jets are not very good. There's no question about that. And really, there's no, I don't know how to explain it. The quarterback, Zach Wilson, is all over the place. He's trying to make a million plays. He's trying to do too much. And I think the pressure really got to him yesterday.
If we were going to redraft today, who would be the first quarterback taken?
Well, I think Mac Jones would be. I mean, I think everybody sees that, and he's in the perfect offense. But again, you have to remember that Jacksonville's starting over. The Jets are starting over. Trey Lance is sitting on the bench just waiting for Jimmy Garoppolo to go down eventually. So I think in the situation that these quarterbacks find themselves in, Mac is in the best situation for a young quarterback to be supported by his team, by his coaching staff. And, you know, and Josh McDaniels, the last 2 weeks, if you ask me, dealing with a novice quarterback and the way that Mac has played and completing about 75% of his passes, he deserves a lot of credit for getting him to not try to do too much. And that's a hard thing to do with athletes. You know, we all want to be the hero. We all want to go out there and throw five touchdown passes or do what Lamar Jackson did last night. But it takes a while for us to understand exactly what's happening around us. And I think the way that they're handling Mac and what Mac is doing on the field is really a testament to the coaching staff.
Boomer, when it comes to Mac, a highlight for me yesterday was him helping that pile get in for Damian Harris. He also had somewhat of a block. As a quarterback, how do you balance helping out the team but also kind of protecting yourself?
You know, he's a kid right now, Courtney, so he's you know, he's just trying to lead by example. He wants to show his teammates that he's willing to muck it up, if you will, and get physical. You know, later on in his career, he'll learn to try to stay out of some of that stuff. But right now, as, was he, 23, 24 years old, something like that, it feels like he's indestructible. And in some respects, physically, he looks that way. I mean, so none of that stuff, it surprises me, and I think it's great that he's doing that. And if I were in his situation on a really good team with a great coaching staff, I'd probably be doing the same thing to try to impress all my teammates.
Boomer, you talk about redrafting in the quarterback. To me, I think it's you probably know this because you played for, you know, a couple of different organizations. It's not about redrafting. It's about one of those guys fall into New England. Because the thing that I've noticed, when you have a good coaching staff and you have a really good offensive coordinator, whether it be Mac Jones or it be Zach Wilson, to play for New England is going to make things so much easier for you as a young rookie quarterback. What do you think about when you look at that and you see that being the most important thing is that they play for a great organization?
Well, Wiggy, let me remind you of something. I played for the Jets, the Bengals, and the Cardinals, otherwise known as the Bermuda Triangle of the NFL.
Never played for a great organization.
So when you're in the Bermuda Triangle like that, you end up having a lot of different coaches, and there's a lot of instability at the top of these organizations. Now, when I first started, I had Sam Weish for about 7 years. And he was great, and he was perfect, and he was everything that a quarterback could have ever asked for. He was a quarterback's dream. And then all of a sudden, I got traded, and then I, you know, got cut, and then I got traded again. I mean, it was just crazy. And you have, I think I had 8 different coaching staffs the last 8 years of my career, or maybe 9 years of my career. I had, I can't remember, but whatever it was crazy. So there was a lot of instability. That's not the case up in New England, and it's not going to be the case as long as Bill Belichick stays there and as long as he's got his right-hand man, Josh McDaniels, they're fine. So that stability is what I think the Jets have been trying to get to and need to get to and need to live through these hard times. I mean, it's just you have so many novice coaches down here. You have a first-time defensive coordinator, first-time offensive coordinator. Unfortunately, they had a death on the coaching staff in Greg Knapp before the season started, and he was going to be kind of the experience on the offensive side of the ball. So they lost him, and that really hurt this team. You don't realize it until the season starts, and then you see all the mistakes that are being made by the young quarterback, and you say you just need an extra experienced voice in that room to sit him down and say, look, man, you can't win these games all by yourself. So there is no question, and I think we've all said this that have covered the NFL over the years that Bill has been in New England and all the success that they've had. And by the way, they won 7-9 last year with Cam Newton playing and with 6 or 7 guys opting out on the COVID list. And I think that speaks volumes to who that coaching staff is. So none of this is really all that surprising. It's just that, you know, Mac's been good. He hasn't thrown the ball away, hasn't turned the ball over, and that's one of the reasons why they're 1-1 and have had pretty good offensive success thus far.
Well, speaking of that individual, this is now the second week in a row that Wiggy has said Cam Newton would have won that game had he been the quarterback of the New England Patriots. Do you agree, Boomer?
I will say the day before cutdown, it was a Monday night, and Phil Simms and I were talking about the teams, the rosters, the cutdown players, who's going to be starting for which team. And I asked Phil, I said, you know, we both know Mac's starting for the New England Patriots. We both know that. The question is, you know, are they going to keep Cam or are they going to cut Cam? And I told Phil that night, Monday night, and you can ask him if you ever interview him. I told him, I said, they're cutting Cam Newton, and don't be surprised when they do that. And I think that's exactly what I saw is what New England saw and what Bill Belichick saw, that Mac basically outperformed, you know, every expectation they had for him. They knew he was a good player. Obviously, Nick Saban gave him, high marks. But the way that he's played, the accuracy, the diligence that he puts in, the expectations of himself, the fact that he wants to learn, and then after games, he goes after himself, and he says, I need to do this better, I need to do that better. So he's competitive, he wants to prepare, and there is absolutely no question that he loves the game of football, which may be the number one attribute that all these coaches want from their quarterback.
The former quarterback of the New England Patriots, whose name shall not be mentioned on this program, had, I believe, 5 touchdown passes yesterday. Is it possible that he gets 55 this season?
I asked whether or not we would have a 60 TD pass quarterback this year, and he may be it. I mean, he's remarkable. I mean, he's got more hair now than he did 10 years ago. He's throwing for more touchdowns than he did 10 years ago. I mean, I don't know what the hell's going on, but whatever it is, like I've said many times on this program, I want it. I want whatever he's taking. But, you know, the problem is I enjoy tequila. And I know he does too, but not as much as I do. So it's remarkable what he's doing.
Can he play to 50? I mean, he said this week he wants to play to 50.
He's saying a lot of things lately, which is really even more bizarre to me. I don't know. I think he feels like Peyton Manning's getting more publicity than he is. So therefore, he's doing podcasts now, and he's doing this thing with Gronk, winning Mondays and all this other stuff. I think it's great for the league. I think it's great for him. He's a an unbelievable personality, and I'm glad we get to see it. I mean, think about when he was in New England, we never really saw this side of him. For whatever reason, I don't know if he was afraid to let it out there because of Bill Belichick, or they had some sort of internal rule that you couldn't actually have a personality. I'm not sure. But I love what he's doing. I can't say enough about how he's playing. But I will say this. You know, it's a different game than when we played back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. There's no question about that. This is a game that protects these quarterbacks. They still get hit, as we found out with four guys getting hurt yesterday. But they don't nearly take the amount of hits. And because of the way that the defense is, you know, is being penalized, it seems like every freaking play, whether it be defensive holding, roughing the quarterback, or interference, you know, yesterday I had flag exhaustion. There were so many flags being thrown in the late windows that, you know, you had eight quarterbacks complete 73% of their passes in the late window yesterday. I have never seen anything like that.
The taunting rule. We need to talk about that because it feels like week two, it's getting out of hand. Coaches don't know what's going on. Players don't know if they can be happy, if they have to be sad, act like nothing's going on.
Was the call on Edwards for turning around? That's ridiculous, Boomer.
Well, you know, just ask Wiggy. He was classic at that. He was taunting all the time. I never taunted, actually. No, I did taunt once. I will admit that I did taunt once. We were down on the goal line. I think it was in 1988, and it was during the regular season. And Bruce Smith was yelling at me for some reason, and I started yelling back at him. But the only reason I started yelling back at him right in the middle of a play was because I had a guy by the name of Anthony Munoz that I knew was going to back me up. Later on in my career, Bruce Smith got me back when Anthony Munoz wasn't on the field. But, yeah, I mean, it's out of control. I mean, I think there were eight taunting penalties. I don't know if there were any last night between Kansas City and Baltimore, but going into last night's game, this week, starting Thursday all the way through the 4 o'clock games, there were eight taunting penalties, and I'm not really sure if it's language on the field. Sometimes it could be language on the field. You never know because the officials do hear everything. But I know that they made a profound statement to every single team in the preseason, and they did so to us in the media, that this was going to be an emphasis this year, that every taunting penalty was going to be called, and they've held true to that.
All right, before you go, you do this every year with us, Super Bowl 56. Who are your picks?
Oh, boy. You know, I did pick Buffalo and Green Bay.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't, you know, Buffalo's Josh Allen's gotten off to a slow start, even though they won yesterday, and Miami just lost their quarterback. And then Green Bay, we'll see tonight when they play Detroit, but I expect that Aaron Rodgers will probably throw for about 350 yards and five touchdowns, knowing him.
All right, Boomer, we'll talk to you next week. Great to have you on again.
Sounds good, Greg. Thanks so much. Courtney, welcome.
Thank you so much.
And by the way, Courtney, if he gets your name wrong, you get flowers.
Ooh.
That's exactly right, yes.
That's nice.
Well, I will not forget Courtney because she went to school with my daughter, Sydney.
Well, so see, there you go.
It's not going to be easy keeping up with
Eagles.
Her, I can tell you that.
Hey,
yes.
That's how old you and I are, Boomer, by the way.
I know, it's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys, see ya.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.